What Katie Did at School by Susan Coolidge. 1. Conic Section. It was just after that happy visit mentioned at the end of What Katie Did that Elsie and John made their famous excursion to Conic Section, an excursion which neither of them ever forgot, and about which the family teased them for a long time afterwards. The summer had been cool, but as often happens after cool summers, the autumn proved unusually hot. It seemed as if the months had been playing a game and had changed places all round, and as if September were determined to show that he knew how to make himself just as disagreeable as August, if only he chose to do so. All the last half of Cousin Helen's stay, the weather was excessively sultry. She felt it very much, though the children did all they could to make her comfortable, with shaded rooms and iced water and fans. Every evening the boys would wheel her sofa out on the porch in hopes of coolness, but it was of no use. The evenings were as warm as the days, and the yellow dust hanging in the air made the sunshine look thick and hot. A few bright leaves appeared on the trees, but they were wrinkled and of an ugly color. Clover said she thought they had been boiled red like lobsters. Altogether, the month was a trying one, and the coming of October made little or no difference. Still, the dust continued, and the heat. And the wind, when it blew, had no refreshment in it, but seemed to have passed over some great furnace, which had burned out of it all life and flavor. In spite of this, however, it was wonderful to see how Katie gained and improved. Every day added to her powers. First she came down to dinner, then to breakfast. She sat on the porch in the afternoons. She poured the tea.